Today is Wednesday, December 6th, 2023. I am Kathleen Smith, indie author and blogger and the CEO of Bears with Apps, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I get to tell you a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I've done, the new foods that I have tried, and whatever is on my mind. So, okay, I have not done a podcast in, I want to say 2 weeks. It might be a little bit longer than that. So I went on vacation. And when I go on vacation, I don't like to bring my laptop. I don't like to work. I mean, it's a vacation, isn't it? Which is understandable. However, when I got back from vacation, yeah, I just was so busy with my family, mainly my dad, that I could not do anything. So I think I am finally back, and I am so excited about my podcast. I've got so many things to tell you about. Okay, so my husband and I, for Thanksgiving, we went to France. We went to Paris, and we went to Strasbourg, and we went to Colmar, and we spent one day in Germany because we got to rent a car. Well, you could also take the train there. But I think, without a doubt, my favorite part about our Thanksgiving in France was the Christmas markets. Oh, we also got to go to Chateau Pierrefonds, but all of that is going to have to wait, because today I would really like to tell you about the Christmas markets in Strasbourg and Colmar, France. They are in the region of, forgive me if I say this wrong, Alsace. It might be Alsace. I'm not really too sure, but Strasbourg and Colmar are one of, or I guess I should say two of the biggest Christmas markets you will find in Europe, between France and Germany and Austria and I don't know where else. I think England has some Christmas markets too, but the ones in Strasbourg and Colmar are just absolutely gorgeous. Not to say the other ones aren't, because I actually haven't been to the other ones, so I'm not speaking for them. Right now, I'm speaking about, for you, for them, Strasbourg and Colmar. I mean, these markets, they just keep going and going and going and going. Like, there is literally a map for you, so you can see the different sections in Strasbourg and Colmar, where all the markets are. And, I mean, it's stall after stall after stall of Christmas ornaments and foods and all these just delicious smells that are coming at you. And we have tried so many different things. So this year, my husband and I were actually on a mission. There were a couple of things that we wanted to get as Christmas presents at these markets. And I got to be honest with you, we were getting a little stressed. Well, I was getting a little stressed because there were one particular stall that we were trying to find. And I'm not saying what it is, just in case certain people are listening and then the surprise is not there anymore. We found that particular stall. We were almost jumping up and down for joy, because this particular stall is, it just has the cutest things for kids. And we finally found it, and we were so, so happy. And I'm pretty sure the people who own that stall and work it were very happy with us too, with what we bought. These markets have these marshmallow things with a tiny wafer at the bottom, covered in either milk chocolate, dark chocolate, or white chocolate. And there's a bunch of different flavors that you could get in these marshmallow things. There is mocha. There is dark chocolate. There is a coconut one. There's a couple of other ones. And they are so delicious. They are, like, so, so delicious. So, like, my husband and I love getting those. And then there is the pretzels. You could get a plain pretzel. You could get a pretzel with a little bit of brown sugar on it. You could get a pretzel with melted cheese on it. You could get a pretzel with, bacon and cheese, a whole bunch of different things. I haven't tried them all, but the pretzels are so, so good. The sauerkraut there is good. I mean, all of the food there is good. The Christmas ornaments are so adorable. I mean, adorable. Like, I got to purchase so many Christmas ornaments from these Christmas markets in the last couple of years. So this year when we went, there was actually one ornament only that caught my eye, but that's okay because I do have a whole bunch of them. But I mean, overall, it's just like walking into a fairy tale when you go to Strasbourg and Colmar. It really, really is. Like, if you've ever seen the cartoon Beauty and the Beast, or even, you know, the people one of Beauty and the Beast, it literally looks like that. You, like, open up a storybook, and it looks like that. It's absolutely gorgeous. It is so much fun to do. So if you've never been to these Christmas markets, I would say give yourself 1 to 3 days being there so you can get at all of the markets. So this is what you could do. If you're going on a vacation and you are going to France and you are planning to go to these Christmas markets, there's one of two things that you could do. You could either go to Paris. If you're planning on that as well, you can take an early morning train from Paris to Strasbourg. I think it's like a 2-hour train ride. You could spend the entire day there, take the late train back to Paris, and then you're good. Or you could spend 2 days there, then get your train back there in 2 days. Or, and this is the one that I prefer, or you could rent an Airbnb in Strasbourg, stay there for about 2 days, and then go to Paris. So we actually reversed that. We stayed in Paris for, I think, 2 days first, and then we took the train to Strasbourg. We stayed there for 2 days. We stayed at a very nice Airbnb. It was so nice. I mean, like, it was cute. It was so, so cute. And just, you know, to get from, how do I explain this? To get into the Airbnb, it actually looks gorgeous just around the, I don't even know what it is, but you open up the big doors and you go inside, and there's actually a couple of different homes there that people live in. And to the one side, there was actually a restaurant. You can't get into the restaurant from there. You have to go into it from a different area, but it's just gorgeous. So we actually got to stay really close to the markets this time, and we loved it. We were, I don't know, I think we may be 2 blocks away from one of the main markets in Strasbourg, and it was just so much fun. And I got to be honest with you, if you are planning to do this, go on vacation and go to Strasbourg or Colmar, do it now, because those markets are so, so cool. And if you've already got your plane ticket to go, yes, good for you. You're not going to be disappointed. I don't care where you live in this world, you are going to love the Christmas markets in Strasbourg and Colmar. The way everything is lit up, it's just absolutely gorgeous. And then, you know, there are your souvenir stores that you could go into and you could buy, you know, your magnets for your refrigerator, or you get slipper socks, or you could get your t-shirts, or, you know, your pot holders, or, you know, all the normal things. And even those stores are so, so cool to look at. But walking around these markets, oh yes, there's also the hot wine, which they call Vin de Chard, I believe, or hot orange juice. We actually found a hot orange juice with honey, and it was delicious. I wanted to go back more for that. There's also hot chocolate and all that. When you go and you get these drinks, there's like a deposit for these cups. So if you want to return them, you can, and get your, I don't know if it's a euro back or 3 euros back. I'm not too sure. But I would suggest that you keep them, because they are seriously cool souvenirs. We have so many that we ended up, when we went, we got 3 so we could give to our grandchildren, and they absolutely loved them. So that alone is a really cool souvenir. But I have to tell you, like I haven't already, these Christmas markets are absolutely gorgeous. The food is delicious. And of course, there are the restaurants where you can sit down and just relax after doing some shopping and eat there. That food is delicious as well. So, like I said, it's Christmas time. If you are planning on a vacation to France within the next 2 weeks, I highly, highly suggest then you make sure you go to Strasbourg and Colmar in France. They're really not that far from Paris. They're absolutely gorgeous. I mean, gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. And make sure you go into the church in Strasbourg. So worth it. And it's just absolutely beautiful just to walk around, especially at nighttime, because that's when all the Christmas lights are lit up on all the homes on the outside and the businesses. And it's just absolutely gorgeous. I highly, highly recommend this. And if you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't been there and you're planning on it, you're going to absolutely love it. If you're not planning on it, I would suggest you plan a trip, because it's just so magical. It's so beautiful and gorgeous. And when it snows, it's even better. Now, it did rain a little bit when we were there, but we didn't care. We just kept going. Yeah, so I guess that's my podcast for today. The Christmas markets in Strasbourg and Colmar, France. Absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely worth going to. It is worth the plane ticket. It's worth the 7 hours on a flight. It's just worth it. Thanks for listening to this podcast. You know, I do have to do my quick spiel, so please just listen for a little bit longer. If you liked my podcast, I would love it if you would follow me. My podcast is Kathleen's Corner. It would be absolutely wonderful if you'd follow me or subscribe to my podcast. If you would like to follow me on Twitter, you can, at SRK Bear. If you would like to check out all of my videos or shorts on YouTube, that would be absolutely wonderful. And I do have a lot of them. You could go to Kat and Smith. That's KatAndSmith. I have over 200 of them. My last short or video that I posted is about a staircase that took forever to go down in Paris. But that's Paris for you. My blog is KathleenSmith.org. I do need to write new blogs. I have not had the chance to, but I do plan on writing them on about the Christmas markets in Strasbourg and Colmar and the other places that I've been to. My business is with apps in the Apple App Store. We are called Bears with Apps under my name, Kathleen Smith. We do have something for the entire family. Right now, most of our apps are educational apps. So if your children need help with practicing writing letters and numbers, or if they need help with adding and multiplying and all that stuff, we've got an app for you. If your toddlers love to play with cash registers, we have, I believe, 3 cash registers for them. And I can tell you from experience, toddlers love playing with those cash registers. And I honestly don't know why, but they do. So I'm going to go with it. There's a spelling app. It's pretty simple to use. If your child needs help with that, there's that. There really is something for everybody. So if you go to bearswithapps.com, they're all there. We are working on a new app. It just takes time. And all of our apps are money back guaranteed. So if you're looking for something simple, if you're looking for something new for you or for your children, I would love it if you would check out our apps. And if you don't like it, return it. If you like it, yay! But yeah, that's that. My books. Almost forgot about my books. Huh. How do you forget about your books when you're an author? I have 2 books out there. I've got 3, but the most important ones are about my miscarriages. Miscarriage is my story. If you've had a miscarriage, I'm so, so sorry. I know the pain. I know the suffering. And I really hope my book will help you. And no, I'm not taking it lightly. I'm just trying to hurry up with this podcast. The other one is Brooklyn Raised, Living Upstate. So if you are curious what it was like for me growing up in Brooklyn and then moving to upstate, it's in that book. Have a good laugh on me. You might want to cry a little bit, especially when you read about my mom or listen. My books are all on the Kindle Unlimited, paperback, or audio. So I would absolutely love it if you would give them a try. And you know, you could probably also return the Kindle or the audiobooks. I'm not really sure how that works, but if you don't like them, you can return them. So, you know, I'm trying to give you options. I'm just really hoping that somebody out there will want to be curious enough to read or listen to my books. So, yeah, that's it. I'm I think I'm done promoting myself, but that is one of the reasons why I do this podcast. I hope you liked my podcast. I hope you enjoyed all the information. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask. And thank you again for listening to my podcast, Kathleen's Corner, about the Christmas markets in Stroudsburg and Kolar. And until the next time, wherever you are in this world, I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good night. And I will be back when I'm back. Bye-bye, and thank you.